Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yushalmi Demai Daf Chav Tes, and we are starting about the third line with Halacha Dalet. And in the Vilna source of daf, it's a little past the halfway mark in Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lilui Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Baser Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah tells us Hamal Chitav L'Tachon Im Hakusi or L'Tachon Im Am Haaretz. A person brought his wheat or his grain to a Tachon, which means to a miller, a person who's going to grind it. And this miller was either a Kusi or an Am Haaretz. Bechas Kasan L'Maaser Shlashvias. They remain in their Chazaka in regards to Maaser and Shmita, meaning this fellow who's a chaver, who brought his grain to a miller to grind, what he gets back is assumed to be what he brought, and therefore it's still in its status in regards to Maaser and Shemitah. However, L'tochon Hanachri, Demai, if he brought it to a miller who's a guy, then he has to suspect that which he got back is Demai, meaning he didn't get back the grain that he gave. A similar case, Hamafkid Peirosav, Eitzal Hakusi Ve'Eitzal Am Haaretz, someone who deposited his produce with a Kusi or an Am Haaretz, and this fellow's watching it for him, whatever he gets back is Bechaskas L'Maaser Shel Hashvias, it's in the same Chazaka with Maaser and Shemitah, meaning he can assume that he got back whatever he gave and that it wasn't switched. However, Beitzal HaNachri, if he deposited it with a non-Jew, Kippei Raisav, he has to treat it like it's the payrois, like it's the produce of the non-Jew himself, and that means that it's treated as Vadai. Whereas Reb Shimon says, Demai, it's treated as Demai. Now the Gemara tells us, Reb Chiya says, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Nischafa Kupasai Eitzal HaTachon. Let's say his box, meaning the grain that he gave to the Tachon, got mixed up, and he got back something different than he gave. It's not that the Kusi or Am Haaretz Dafka switched it, it's just that there was a big mix-up, so does it have to be treated as Demai or not? So we clarify, if there was a chazaka, meaning there was a definite, then Am Haaretz had also brought his grain to be ground that day, so then, chayshesh, he has to be chayshesh, then maybe he got the Am Haaretz's grain. If not, meaning, if we don't know for sure that Am Haaretz came today, ain't a chayshesh, so he doesn't have to be chayshesh. Ask the Gemara of Yachosh, he should be chayshesh, because ma beino l'sirki, what's the difference between this case and a sirki case? What's a sirki? Like in Tani, wasn't it taught in Nebraisa, sirki chayshesh mistapekes yoyim echad mina asur, that a sirki, which is a care caravan of traveling Arab merchants, that we know for sure one day they sold stuff that was asr. That day is l'chacha for all other days, meaning we take that day and we say that we can't trust produce that comes from this group of traveling merchants. Even though there was only one day that they for sure sold isr, we still can't trust them on any other day either. So we should say the same thing over here. Even though today we don't know if an Am Haaretz came, but since we know that Am Haaretzim do bring their produce to this miller, so we should say that maybe this fellow got back an Am Haaretz's produce. So our answer is no, there's a difference. Sirki, if shalosh shaloi is topic, is it possible to say that this Sirki, these Arab merchants, didn't sell Asr produce? We know for sure that they sold Asr produce, so therefore they're suspected on all other days as well. Chavtasam beis on top, Ram Hacha, however, over here, loy hochzak Am Haaretz liyos teichen sham ba'is ha'yayim, there's no chazak that Am Haaretz was there that very day, and since we don't know that there was an Am Haaretz there that day, so the produce that he got back, the day that he brought it, can still be assumed that it's his produce and not somebody else's. And we continue explaining the Mishnah, Hamafkid Peiros of Eitzal Kusi v'chulu. We had said that if he deposited his produce by a Kusi, he can assume that what he gets back is what he had deposited. Now the Gemara tells us, Reb Taipa Smuka says, B'shem Revo, Kusin Emon al Pikadoin. Kusim are trusted in regards to a Pikadoin, whatever's deposited by them, we can assume that they're giving back that which they got. Ask the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? V'lo Mas Nisahi, isn't that our Mishnah? Eitzal Kusi. We had said that if he deposited his grain or his produce by a Kusi, he can assume that he's getting back the same thing he deposited. So what's his memory, B'shem Revo? The Gemara answers, Masnisa Achloi Nechshedu. Our Mishnah is talking about before Kusim were suspected. Whereas Asa Meimar, this member from Ravo, is coming to tell us, Afilu Misha Nechshedu, even after they're suspected. So Kusim were a group of people that all became Gerim, but later on they started dropping their observance in Yiddishkeit, and therefore the Chachamim said that we have to suspect them in regards to certain things. And so our Mishnah is talking about before we suspect Kusim. Ravo is saying that even after we start suspecting Kusim, still we could trust them that they're going to give back produce that they received as a Pikadon. Now the Gemara asks, are Amaratzim and Kusim believed to say, I took your produce, Mr. Chaver, but I put other stuff in its place that was metukin? Do we trust them to say that? So the Gemara splits them up. There's a difference between an Am Haaretz and a Kusi. In regards to an Am Haaretz, if you're going to believe him that he took your produce, so you should trust him that he put back something that was metukin. And if you're not going to believe him that he put back something that was metukin, so then don't believe him that he took it. In other words, we could trust Ama Aret. However, Kusi, when we're talking about a Kusi, Atmamina Shanatal, you can trust him that he took it, but in Atmamina Shanasan, you can't trust him that he put something back that was Matukin. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonah Bai, Rabbi Yonah asks the following question, Manan Kamin, what are we establishing this is talking about? Imba Oimer, if this fellow is saying, Michel Lihain, I'm giving you my produce, meaning I took your produce, but I replaced it with my produce. So if Ilam Arts Loye Nemon, even an Ama Arts isn't believed to say that it's my produce, but it's Matukin. And Imba Oimer Pliny Iser Li, if we're saying that the fellow who's watching the chavar's produce said that I'm giving you produce that's matukin, and how is it matukin? My next door neighbor who's a rabbi, he took off meiser from it. So afilu kusi heinemon, even a kusi would be believed to say that. Why? Because we can very easily verify this. Just go to the next door neighbor and ask him, did you take meiser off of it? So both an amaris and a kusi wouldn't lie in this situation. So why are we differentiating between an amaris and a kusi? Either believe both of them or don't believe either of them. So Amar Vahi answers, tiftar kemanda amar kusi kigai. We can explain this according to the manda amar that a kusi is just like a guy. Despalgun, we have machlekes about this. Kusi kigai devei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that kusim are treated like full-fledged gayim, and you can't trust a guy. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says, kusi keisrael l'chol davar. Then a kusi is like a gid in regards to everything. So when we say that we can't trust a kusi to tell us that I took your produce, but I put back something that was matukin, that's according to Rebbe that holds that a kusi is like a guy. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.